This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast with DeAndre Koch, brought to you by Boldly Go. Beyond being the founder of Boldly Go, DeAndre has a deep expertise in financial planning through owning his own financial planning firm. This finance background has provided him unique insights, enabling him to navigate the travel landscape with ease, and is considered a renowned travel hacker. On this podcast, we're all about assisting adventurous travelers and budding explorers in tackling their travel hurdles, teaching luxury travel hacking strategies, and highlighting the busy professionals that still find time and ways to get away. Expect travel tips, unforgettable destination stories, and guidance on maximizing your rewards points. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and become an expert luxury travel hacker yourself. This is your journey, but our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome, everybody, to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I am your host, DeAndre Koch. I have a treat for you guys today that I am super, super excited about. If you've been following the podcast, you know I'm an avid travel hacker, love luxury travel, and consider myself an expert. But you know what? There's people out there that are, there's always going to be someone smarter than you, always someone that's a higher level of expert than you. And that is Andy. And that's who we have today on the show. Welcome, Andy. I am super, super excited to have you here today with us. Andy is the founder of Lux Travel Hacks, which we're going to learn more about what that is. But Andy, love for you to introduce yourself, explain what Lux Travel Hacks is. And I'd love to hear more about yourself and your background in travel and the Lux Travel Hacks lifestyle.
Yeah, of course. First off, thanks for having me, man. It's an honor to be on here. It's pretty cool to share this with everybody. And I mean, I've shared it with you already. And super excited to talk about it and go through some of this stuff. So my name's Andy Cantu, like DeAndre was saying. I've been doing the travel hacking thing probably 12 years now, basically since I could and get credit cards and whatever. And my background originally was in IT and then a little bit into e-commerce, and it became more e-commerce heavy later. And I had to get a bunch of credit cards kind of to operate this business because I was strapped for cash, you know, like I was younger and starting a business and whatever. Yep. And that's how I kind of accidentally fell into the travel hacking world. And we'll talk more about that obviously later, but that was kind of the birth of it. And so I've been doing it for a long time. I originally started giving very small seminars to people at like e-commerce masterminds and things like that. And then people started offering to pay me for it, right? So I started to do like coaching and consulting. And from all of that, you know, fast forward 6, 7, 8 years later, whatever, Lux Travel Hacks was born, which is basically an A to Z, very structured, very comprehensive guide to credit, finance, points earning, points redemption, luxury travel, kind of how to structure your credit and points life so that you can sustain luxury travel long term, right? Or forever, basically, is the idea. So basically just getting really good at earning the right points and using them. So we've been able to bring that to the masses, which is super exciting. And I'm excited to talk about it today.
So. Yeah, that's incredible. I knew you had listened to you. I knew you had a tremendous experience in that. And for the listeners out there, make sure to listen to this all the way through. So at the end, we're actually going to talk about a collaboration with Lux Travel Hacks and Boldly Go that you're not going to want to miss out on. But that we're going to save that one to the end. So Andy, so we went from IT to kind of figuring out how to make travel happen to seminars to starting Lux Travel Hacks. So what was that? I don't know if it was the first hack you executed or what was it that you did that you were like, oh my gosh, I've got to keep doing this. Like, what was those early travel hacking memories? Because I know the travel hacking game has evolved. I've been doing this for about probably 4 or 5 years now. I know it's evolved over that time frame. But yeah, you tell me, what was that early stage of travel hacking for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it started with this whole e-commerce thing. I got these cards, whatever. And so I had amassed I don't remember the exact number, but I had probably amassed, you know, 200,000 to 300,000 points via either credit card sign-up bonuses, a little bit of spend on the business, whatever it may be, right? And I knew absolutely nothing about travel hacking at the time. And so I basically did what everyone else does, and which is redeem them on the portal, right? You go to Chase or to Amex or whatever, and it, you just click kind of pay with points, pick some flights and hotels, and rock and roll,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they make it so easy to do, right? That's why, that's what everyone wants to do, because they make it super easy, which I knew both of us know now that's not what you should do, but they made it so easy back
right.
then.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, even today, they're like, oh, this is the way to use your points. They kind of fail to mention the whole rest of it, which we'll get into, yep. right? But anyway, at the beginning, that's what I did. So I went to Cancun, actually, and I got a couple tickets. I flew, I think, Southwest. I stayed at like a pretty mediocre all-inclusive. There's plenty of those down there in the Caribbean. And but hey, you know, I said, okay, well, cool. I got a free trip out of it. Like, that's amazing, really. I mean, it saved me $2,000 at the time. That was a lot of money. I mean, it still is a lot of money to a lot of people, right? And even to me, I don't want to spend $2,000, like, if I don't have to. And so that was the very, very beginning of that journey. And I think after that, I said, okay, there's probably something here, though, because I don't know, I have been reading blogs and stuff, and you kind of start to realize that there's a whole mountain of information that you don't either know about or you're whatever, right? Like, you're just, you know, it's out there, but you're not sure. You see other people traveling in first class or business class. I mean, I flew Southwest, so I'm like, where is that spread happening? Yep. Like, right? So fast forward a bit, I don't know, maybe a year later or something, after I had kind of re-amassed those few hundred thousand points or something, I had learned a lot in that time frame just from the hard way, right? Like, scouring the blogs and the forums and the, I mean, just learning, which I've always been like that. I've always just wanted to learn as much as possible about whatever. And I basically got what I thought was very, very good, you know, an expert at the time. Now, I mean, obviously 12 years later, it's a little different, but, and I took a trip to Monaco to see the Formula One race. That was my next big redemption. Nice. After the Southwest Cancun trip, right? So, like, huge, I mean,
huge difference.
Another universe. Yeah. Yeah. First of all, I had only ever been to Europe one time before for like a birthday that my dad had, like, me and my dad, I paid some with some points via the portal again and something like that. But this was the first, like, big redemption that I did on my own, right? And I remember, I mean, I flew Lufthansa first class. I stayed in 5-star hotels for a week. I did like 7 countries in 7 days or something. I was just going one by one. I was just really excited, you know?
Yeah, why not?
France, Monaco, the Cannes Film Festival was happening at the same time, I think. And I was staying at the hotel where there was like a red carpet. It was the whole total, completely opposite experience from the first one. And I think that whole thing. Oh, and I flew back Singapore first. I don't remember the order, but I flew Singapore first one way and Lufthansa first the other. And for those of you guys listening, those are two extremely amazing products to fly anywhere at any time from whatever route. Like, they're some of the, basically the pinnacle of first class flying, I would say.
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and interrupt you there. I mean,
sure.
Tell us about the Singapore experience, right? Because, I mean, you could say it's the pinnacle, but I mean, you got to explain it, right? Because, I mean, that is like the creme de la creme of redemptions and luxury travel. So please, I'd love to pause and just talk about that experience on its own.
Yeah. So I think actually the story will be better for Lufthansa first, but I'll walk through both of them. So you guys know like what we're even talking about, right? So Singapore first class is a suite. So I guess they call it suites class, right? There are not that many of these. At the time, there were even less than there are today. Today, the luxury market has gotten quite a bit bigger. But at the time, it was basically Singapore suites or like Emirates suites and Etihad suites. And that was it. Two of them were Middle East. The other one was Asia. And some of them have routes that extend to different parts of the world. And basically, you're in this enclosed room. So many of you know that business/first class is lie-flat seats. You know, you get champagne, caviar, like all that stuff. And all that is included. But some of these airlines, especially in first, just take it like the next step. So Singapore takes that next step with having this big enclosed suite. I mean, the seat is literally almost like a sofa width. It's crazy. You can order basically whatever you want from this menu. I ordered filet mignon. I mean, plus the 10 other courses they bring you just because why not?
Right.
Like, champagne and caviar.
Order it, you know, take advantage.
Yeah. I had never had caviar in my life until
first class on a plane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I was like, oh, this is pretty good. They serve it with, you know, the little pancakes or I don't even know if they're whatever they call it. I still don't even know to this day, but crazy stuff. And it's not even about like the seat is bigger or the food is better or whatever, but the whole time you feel like it's so private. You're seeing like so few people. The staff is so attentive. There's like, it almost feels like there's one staff member just for you, you know, one flight attendant and one purser or whatever. It's just a different kind of feeling. It feels special. And that's such a contrast to what economy feels like, right? Like you just feel like, oh, well, I paid a ticket. I'm just kind of back here. This plane's going somewhere.
Literally along for the ride. That's it. It's not an experience. Yeah, you're literally along for the ride.
Yeah. And first is the complete opposite of that. It's almost like we're taking you to this place, right? And so that's Singapore. And that same luxury carries over to Lufthansa. But Lufthansa has a little bit better ground experience, I would say. So, I mean, Lufthansa, first of all, they have a whole terminal dedicated to first class, which is nuts. It's not a lounge. It's a literal other building, like another piece of the airport. And they will transport you to and from that with either a Porsche or a Mercedes privately on the tarmac. So like if you arrive via a plane that requires you to go downstairs onto the tarmac, as opposed to like a jet bridge, which is a lot of planes at Frankfurt in Germany, their hub, they'll pick you up right there with a sign. I have a picture of the sign the first time I ever did it. You know, it says my last name on it, whatever. And it feels like you're in a limo and they take you straight to the first class terminal. And I mean, it's really just like royalty the whole way. And I could just go on and on about it, but it's amazing.
Awesome. 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 So, yeah. So you had two amazing experiences early on that got you hooked, right? On well, probably not just travel hacking, but just traveling in general. How has travel hacking specifically changed your perspective on travel, right? Because I mean, you even said that you came from a place where, you know, for you, it was a big deal just to get that Southwest redemption. And now you've experienced, you know, F1 races in Monaco, getting picked up by a Porsche or a Mercedes. I mean, I've seen the list that literally you're picking up in G-Wagons, right? Like it's pretty insane experience. How has that changed your perspective on travel overall?
Man, that's a great question too. I guess you could say it's spoiled me a little, but in a good way, because you start to just expect more from everything. And that might be a problem if, for example, you're limited by money, which a lot of people are, right? Including myself, or if you're limited by time or whatever, like all these things start to matter more, right? But once you can remove the money part of it, which is the big obstacle for a lot of people, and you can do this via travel hacking, right? Then you can let yourself feel that spoiled way all the time for free, you know, or for as close to free as possible. And that shift was huge because it's like, I expect this and I'm going to have this period because I know these strategies to get it, right? It's not like a pipe dream anymore. So I can constantly travel like I'm uber rich and constantly travel like I'm royalty and whatever. So that, I don't know, it just kind of, before maybe the destination was the only thing that we were aspiring to, right? Like, oh, I just want to go to Monaco F1. But now my travels are more, well, the journey is also incredible, sometimes even more so than the destination, which you might find out after the fact if you've never been there, right? And just where you stay also, not only flights, but I mean, like some five-star hotels, I mean, it makes a difference even if you're just sleeping there, right, you know? Right. And I know you probably talk about it, but you were at the Maldives recently. And I mean, that's like the epitome of that.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And I mean, that's why, you know, the even the podcast name, right? It's Revolutionizing Your Journey, because for so many people, they are just literally sitting along for the ride. But when you can really revolutionize your experience with travel, it makes a world of difference, right? I know you've talked about this, which we'll get into in a second, but you know, by travel hacking, by saving money, by using points, by using the right strategies, I mean, your travel experience can be on a whole other level than what you would have ever imagined or ever expected had you done things the more traditional way. And that leads me to the birth of Lux Travel Hacks, right? So you were doing seminars, you started teaching, and then all of a sudden you decided, you know what, I'm going to turn this into a company. So tell us more about that, you know, and those early stages is when Lux Travel Hacks was born. What was that like?
Yeah, so it's like you said, up until that point, it was basically only coaching for like only business owners, only maybe high net worth people or people that could spend a lot of money on their credit cards. So it was a very niche thing. And I hadn't really figured out like, well, how do we grow this? How do we bring this to the masses? Whatever. And I have a mentor who I've been working with for a long time. And he basically said, hey, I think you should take this to the masses, right? I can help you with this, this, and this, because maybe I have this piece of the infrastructure, you put that piece. And we basically said, okay, well, let's turn this instead of a high ticket coaching program, right? Let's turn this into like a, it's hard to say like just a course, because I feel like our community is so good. And it's just like this whole surrounding thing. And it's not even just about travel hacking. It's also credit and finance and like kind of improving life in general. But that's what we did. So basically I went through, redid the whole like syllabus I had been using. I had like a baby course I would give to some clients just to give them like a primer on what this whole thing even is. But basically I went through and I said, okay, if I were to take someone who knew nothing or very little, even about credit or about points or wherever they were in the journey, right? How can I build an A to Z thing that takes them the whole way to go to Monaco F1 in first class,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And that's a huge jump. So that was like not an easy task. I was like, okay, well, we have to include all these little other things that maybe I assume someone might know because I've been doing this for a long time. But I figured we'll include them because this is how we get someone A to Z, right? And so after, you know, months and months of that kind of crafting an A to Z syllabus, I guess, and of course recording it and of course putting together documents together and like all this stuff and planning, a lot of planning, right? We launched it, and it launched in April 2022, I think was our official launch date. Of course, 6 months prior to that, we were working on it, right?
Right, right. Like, yeah, all the behind the scenes, the blood, yeah, sweat, tears, late nights, trying to get ready to go. Understood. Yeah.
Exactly. And then finally we launched, and I honestly did not expect the volume that we had even initially. It was like thousands of people over the first like 5-6 months or whatever, right? And just bigger than I expected. And so after that, it was like, okay, well, let's start adding things and making it a little bit better and kind of that iterative thing, right? After asking for a lot of feedback and kind of surveying people and, well, what are you missing or what do you like or don't like? And basically that's how we got to a mass, like a mainstream platform, as opposed to just a coaching thing, right? And I'm glad we did, because I don't know, it's amazing. I mean, we have almost, I think we might've crossed it, but we have almost 6,000 members now. And just to see like every day in the group and stuff, people saying, oh, I went here, I did that. Like, it's an amazing thing, versus before I would get, you know, 5 or 6 clients of mine, and one of them would say, oh, I went on a trip, cool. And it's like, you don't kind of understand the scale of the help that you're giving people and the help and like the knowledge that you're transferring and stuff like that. So yeah, that was kind of the process, and I'm glad we did it. Definitely.
You know, honestly, I'm really glad you did as well. So for the listeners out there, actually, I met Andy through his course, a little over a year ago. I don't remember exactly when I signed up. I think I came across it, and honestly, I was like, you know, I've already travel hacking, I'm already using points, I'm already doing the thing, but there was something compelling, and I went to his videos, and he had, you know, a few videos that kind of highlighted some of the things he talked about, and I said, you know what, let me take this course for myself. Not because I had never experienced travel hacking, not because I didn't understand how credit or finance work. Again, I'm a financial advisor. I own a financial firm. So I felt like I had a really good basis, but I was like, you know what? Let me see what I don't know. And I'm really glad I did, for two reasons. A, Andy, the course is phenomenal. Okay.
I appreciate that.
100%. I think it's a phenomenal course. And for listeners, Andy's not paying me to say this. This is truly from the bottom of my heart. I paid full price for his course, because I wanted to know what I didn't know. He had a lot of great things in there. And what I really liked and appreciated about it, that I know other courses don't do, is that he actually started from the very, very, very basics. How does a credit card work? What are misconceptions around use of credit and debt and rules and a lot of different things, things that I've talked about in this episode, or not this episode, but in this podcast. He starts there, and he really works to change your mindset around how to even think of utilizing credit cards and fees and interest, but in a responsible way as well. One thing I've always said, even from the first episode with this podcast, as a financial advisor, as someone who does wealth management and financial planning and retirement planning, responsibility with money is huge. And Andy, you did that from the get-go. You really wanted to make sure that A, you could change someone's mindset, but also still make sure, you know, people aren't going in irreparable debt, right? Right. To make this happen. And that's what I really liked. But then from there, he goes into the basics of travel hacking and points, breaking it down between airlines and hotels. And redemptions. And what I really like as well, Andy, is the fact that you teach the old school method of how to do it. Now, we all know there's resources and there's sites and places that really make it a lot easier for all of us. But you actually show the methodology of how to do it in its more granular form, which is a lot more time consuming, sure. But it's also the way that's completely free. And if for whatever reason you can't find something through these sites that find stuff for us, you can know that there's other ways around how to use it. And that's what I really, really liked about your program, is you didn't just show all the shortcuts. You also showed the long way, the hard way. And your sessions weren't just 3 minute, like, hey, do this, do that. Like, your screen sharing, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, which is really detailed work. So really kudos to you, because that was it's a phenomenal, phenomenal training program.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I felt we had to do that not only because of that, like you know, it's you need to know the old way, or you need to know kind of the foundation before you go and use these other tools. But also, I mean, in real life, like in theory, right, these tools give you what you need to get it done. And that may be true for like maybe not a large majority, but let's just say a majority of cases, like you can get help with other resources and sites and tools. But in our day to day, I mean, we book a lot of trips for clients, and we find all the time a lot of cool stuff and good routes and good dates and good flights and good hotels outside of these tools, right? So we kind of do like the dirty work that I teach, and it's what actually works and ends up giving us probably half of the bookings we do for clients, right? So it's, man, I mean, you need to know all of it, right? You need to know the foundation. You need to know, like, okay, well, how can I take shortcuts, but still in a responsible way so that I can get the best deals possible, get the best luxury possible? Like, it's not even just about the best deal. It's also about, like, well, the most luxury, the best route, all this kind of stuff factors in, right? It's the same as the first class thing. Like, little details, they add up and it makes a big difference. So
absolutely. Well, so speaking of that, you actually just mentioned something I wanted to ask you about. What are the other services that you provide? Because you said that you're using the new methods, but also the old school methods of booking things for clients. So it sounds like you actually have a booking service.
Yeah. So we, in addition to the course and community, which is kind of like the core program, I guess you could say, we have additional services, from one-on-one help from me to trips booked, kind of done for you, where I have me and my team will go through and do what I just described, right? Hours and hours of work and like to the tiniest detail, like, I think you should do this and that. I know that's cheaper, but this first class is better, or whatever, like all that kind of consulting into one kind of done for you service. And even other things like credit audits, where basically I'll go through and say, hey, I think you're using the wrong cards or using them the wrong way. Instead, do this, this, and this. So kind of just surrounding things that you might need help with, we can help with, right?
Awesome. Awesome. So as you think through like the experience that you've had and the work that you and your team have done for your clients, any standout success stories or testimonials from any of them that, you know, I know you mentioned that and I'm going to talk about the group in a minute, but we see a lot of stuff in the group on a constant basis. And back in the day, it might have been one of your five clients would say, oh, I got this trip or that. But any standout, I know you have like pretty much your dream concierge planning. Any standout trips or success stories that you would love for the listeners to hear, that, you know, you really knocked out the park for one of your clients?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there's a lot, right? But I can give you like a few of at least the things I like to see the most in the group, as far as like testimonials and things like that. Of course, we have many, many people that do ultimate luxury stuff. I mean, even stuff that surprises me, you posted in the group not too long ago about the Maldives experience, and, yep, and I was just watching it. I was like, dude, this looks amazing, right? Little things like that. And of course, you were more experienced than some of the others in the group, but it was still amazing to see. But I think in addition to the luxury ones, like the ones that really mean the most or are the coolest to see are people who have never, ever flown anything resembling luxury and fly business class for the first time or first class for the first time, or even better, like take their mom or their daughter or whatever, those kinds of things, right? And it's hard to even pick out one or two because we have a lot, but it's a pretty common occurrence in the group to like first time flying business class, first time having champagne at 30,000 feet. One of our clients just posted and he was in Emirates first class and he was like at the bar. For those of you that don't know, Emirates on their A380s, which is the big double-decker plane, they have a bar on board for business and first class where you can, you know, socialize with other passengers. It's like a bar.
Like a legit bar, like a circular in the middle, like what you see in movies type bar. Yeah, it's legit.
Yeah, with like booths on the side and whatever. And he was in there, right? So I don't know. Tough to pinpoint, but I mean, there's truly just a lot. And I especially like the ones where, you know, where it's like the first time. That seems really special. Because it's not just about like, well, I saved money or I didn't save or how much did I save? But for some people, it's literally, I will never fly business or first because it's too expensive, period. It's not like I would have paid it and Lux Travel Hack saved me the money. That's one kind of client, I guess. But it's also, I never would have paid $8,000-$10,000 for a business class round trip per person, right? So it's like priceless almost. I never would have even done it, period. And now I get to. And that kind of testimonial or experience is really special to see.
That's awesome. That's truly awesome. Yeah. And what I really do like as well about what you've created, and we've talked about this group multiple times, right? Very simply, it's a private Facebook group. So you have to be a Lux Travel Hacks or LTH member. So you've been in the course, you've taken the course, and you're a member of that to be a part of this group. And what's really awesome is the community that I think you've created, because quite often, you know, people will reach out to me and say, hey, as I'm sure they reach out directly to you as well. They'll say, hey, like, what do you think about this? Or should I go here, or do this or do that? But we have this Facebook group that's got, you know, 6,000 people in it or more that people are talking about their wins. They're asking questions. They're asking, you know, about new things that have come out. You know, does this make sense? And then, I mean, Andy, I feel like no matter if someone comments at, you know, 2 a.m. or 2 p.m, somehow you're responding within like 37 minutes. I'm like, you must be traveling. You must be in Singapore right now or something like that to be able to respond to this. Right. But, you know, you're very responsive. And then I also like being able to respond in the group and be helpful as well. There's a lot of other people that like are just giving helpful feedback. And so it's a really healthy community. And also people that are saying, you know, I just found this trip. I've just found this deal. And Andy, you also just post random deals, not random, but deals that have come out there or, you know, transfer bonuses and a lot of different things. And so what I really like, I think the course in itself is valuable, but for someone that has taken the course and maybe they're just starting to build their points, they're just starting to get into it, when they can see what they're about to be able to unleash themselves, I really think that's a huge value that's really not part of the cost, but just a really added benefit to being in that community. And I think you've done a really great job of creating that.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, no, from the very beginning, once I saw how the community started to grow and develop and kind of build its own character, right, with the people that we bring into it, I've felt that it's got to be like one of the most just helpful, robust communities that's out there. I mean, there's so much that goes on in there all day. And of course, now that it's bigger, more, right? You would kind of think as it gets bigger, it gets worse, right? Sometimes that's kind of like what happens, right? It thins out and like different kind of people show up, or maybe it's not as helpful or whatever. But I feel like it's gotten even stronger. I think we have more content in there, more help. There's more people like you even that are very experienced and learning a lot and very helpful, right? So it's like, even if I respond in 10 minutes, sometimes I look and someone responded in 5 minutes and I think that's a good answer. And so I'll just like it or say, yeah, what so-and-so said. 'Cause it's just been so strong, like so helpful. And I love that. I agree. I think it's a huge value add just outside of the course platform itself. And also it's a way to kind of stay updated. And especially because I'm posting like transfer bonuses, promotions, whatever. Hey, you want to go to Europe? Now you can do it for 30K points instead of 60, right? But this week only or whatever. And yeah, I'm super proud of the community we've built.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. I'm super thankful that you've built what you have built. And that's why I'm also super excited that, you know, to announce the collaboration and partnership that we've got going on now. And so for the listeners out there and those viewing this video, so we are going to be, so Boldly Go is going to be directly collaborating with Lux Travel Hacks. And so on all the services, the course and everything that Andy and his team have put together, you will actually be able to get a very exclusive 50% discount offer on those services. And that's using the code Boldly Go or the link that we'll provide as well. And so we're going to send that, if you're already one of our newsletter subscribers, we're going to send that out to you as well. And we're going to put that on our social media, announcing the collaboration there. So super excited about that. But this is going to be a huge, huge, huge value add. I honestly, Andy, I think your course is, it's 10 out of 10, right? And so the fact that—
Thank you. Absolutely.
So the fact that our community, our listeners, those that are in our network are going to be able to really get, join in with the LTH network, the Lux Travel Hacks community, and have the support of not just myself, but you and your whole team. I think it's going to be really, really impactful, and I'm super excited to be able to announce that. And so we will have the link available in the show notes as well, assuming that we're able to get everything set up in time. But we'll get that in the show notes as well. The code is going to be Boldly Go. And, you know, I'm excited to partner with you, Andy. And like I said, the course has been beneficial for me, even as someone that's experienced. So whether you're a, you're brand new, you just start listening to the podcast and you're just like, where do I begin? Or you're like myself, and you know, you said, you know, what do I not know? What are the things I could learn? Or what could I learn from a community that's doing this as well? Whether it's the single mom or the business owner or the couple or the family with four kids, I think you're going to absolutely grab something that you'll be able to take back and use and really, again, revolutionize your journey when it comes to travel in general. So, Andy, before we wrap up here, any final thoughts, any take, you know, I want to talk takeaways. I would love if we could leave one or two nuggets that I know you're going to, you teach in your course, right? But like or two nuggets just for the listeners to know what they're going to be getting out of the course, you know, either a module or nuggets, something on those lines. Would love for you to leave us with something like that.
Yeah. So I guess I could say a couple of, like if I had to do, if I had to give someone one or two most important things to follow, like as you start this journey or maybe are in the middle of it or whatever, number one, I would say make sure you're earning the right points at all times, which means avoid cashback, avoid like fake travel cards, like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, they have some that are like points, but not really. So stick to good transferable points like Chase, Amex, Capital One, things like this. So that's number one, that'll make your life way easier down the road. And number two, as you start going through this journey and earning these points, be careful how you spend them and make sure that you use them for things that are valuable or that will change your life for the better in some way, right? Like, you know, experiences that you'll never forget, things like this. I would much prefer using them for that over, you know, the trip to, I don't know, like South Carolina or whatever, like, I don't know, like a little domestic trip, know, like try to, you try to make like a large difference in your life with these points because they're as good as gold once you learn to use them. And on that same note, don't use them in the portals. Like we talked about earlier, don't pay with points type thing. Like, never, ever. I mean, of course I teach all that in a lot of detail, but that's I think a really important concept. So with those two, I think you'll be in a great position to move forward for sure.
Yeah. And I think the really cool thing is once you get really experienced with this, using the things that we teach in the podcast, using the things that Andy teaches in his course, is you may start finding yourself chasing the opportunity as opposed to just a destination. So you might find out that, oh, this week in March, I actually can get round trip tickets or a one-way ticket in business class to Frankfurt, or first class to Frankfurt for what I would have used in points to go to, I don't know, Dallas or something like that, right? Now, sure. Yeah. There's anything wrong with Dallas. But I think there's where the opportunity is because you start finding really, really amazing opportunities for travel that you would have never seen before because you have a completely different lens to look at or look through when it comes to travel itself. So, yep. Andy, I appreciate your time. I appreciate your insights. I appreciate the work you've done to create an amazing travel hacking community and travel community in general. The course that you provide is awesome and the community and support in that course is great. I'm really excited for the listeners and our supporters to be able to piggyback onto that and gain additional knowledge and support when it comes to their journey and revolutionizing that as well. So thank you. Thank you so much, Andy.
No, thank you for having me. And I hope everyone listening gets a little something from this. And if you do join, I'm excited to have you two guys be part of this community and change your life for the better, for sure. So thank you for having me, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A reminder for everyone else out there, please make sure to like us and follow us on all the social media channels, especially Instagram. When we take these amazing trips, when we fly in the suites, all those different things, we like to put that all over our story. So if you want to see it firsthand, follow us on our social media for additional tips, tricks, and as well when it comes to travel and travel hacking. Make sure to check out Lux Travel Hacks and their course. Again, look at the show notes and the coupon code BOLDLYGO for 50% off. Not just the course, but also if you want Andy to be your dream concierge booking as well, he will do that and he will do a glorious job for that with that as well. If you don't already, make sure to subscribe to our newsletter on our website, boldlygo.world, where we'll be able to make sure that you're getting tips, tricks, and recommendations also. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe. And please, if you enjoyed the episode today, I ask that you take a moment to rate it and share it with your friends. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning into the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, book a consultation with us. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to set it up and explore more. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Boldly Go. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.